The holiday movie season is at hand. On the big screen at the multiplex are Will Ferrell, Russell Crowe, Kate Blanchett, and lots of cigarettes. Anti-tobacco activists say nearly three-quarters of all hit movies now include smoking. They argue that when it comes to promoting cigarettes to young people, movies have picked up where Joe Camel left off. A group of socially conscious investors with shares in big entertainment companies is urging the industry to limit smoking on screen or else give the film an R rating. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
One of the very first shots in last year's movie Chicago is a close-up of a burning cigarette. In the musical tribute to Prohibition-era vice, the gin is cold, the piano's hot, and the cigarettes are always glowing.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town and all that jazz.
Stanton Glantz, a film buff and anti-tobacco crusader, calls Chicago a great movie. But he worries that Catherine Zeta-Jones's smoke-filled performance will inspire tens of thousands of impressionable girls to take up cigarettes.
The movies are today the most important pro-tobacco influence on children.
Glantz is a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, and the leader of a campaign for smoke-free movies. His research shows that while smoking in society has decreased in recent years, smoking on screen has increased, especially in films like Chicago, rated PG-13. Glantz suggests that's not an accident, though tobacco companies insist they don't pay for product placement. Glantz says every time a cigarette is shown on screen, it adds to a cumulative pro-smoking message.
There's now very strong scientific evidence that there's a direct relationship between the amount of smoking kids see in movies and the likelihood that they'll start smoking.
One of the most compelling studies was published last summer in the journal The Lancet. It showed that young people who are exposed to a lot of smoking in movies are nearly three times as likely to try cigarettes as those who don't see a lot of smoke-filled films, even when researchers control for other variables like parents who smoke. On the basis of that research, 24 attorneys general asked the Motion Picture Association of America to help reduce smoking in movies, and now a group of investors is filing anti-smoking shareholder resolutions with studios' parent companies. Among other things, the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility wants movies that include smoking to carry an R rating. The MPAA, which assigns movie ratings, did not return calls for comment. But the trade newspaper Variety has editorialized against the campaign, urging anti-tobacco activists to, quote, butt out. Dade Hayes oversees the Daily Variety editorial page.
It really does cross the line from being something that is ostensibly a health issue and a youth anti-smoking initiative and becomes really a veiled form of censorship.
Hayes adds that the proposed rating system makes no distinction between a cigarette that's included for legitimate artistic reasons and one that's not.
It's too punitive to say that just because tobacco is present, you have an automatic R, because an R rating really can be a commercial handicap.
Anti-tobacco researcher Glantz disagrees, saying directors already face a similar calculation when they decide whether to include foul language.
If you use the F word, you get an R rating. And all we're saying is that smoking, which kills 500,000 people a year, should be taken as seriously by Hollywood as saying the F word.
Glantz argues that movie makers could reduce on-screen smoking at no cost. People buy movie tickets to see sex and violence, he says, but no one pays money to watch people smoke. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.